So, we have a guest coming to see us. Mystery guest. This is a little added bonus because Dominic, Tina and Dave have managed to get this far without finding out who our guest is.
Genuinely.
Yeah.
So our guest is in another studio.
What, now?
Dave, you're going to have to move away from our monitor.
Yeah.
Sorry. If we switch the webcams on, I think we can see our mystery guest.
Well, hang on.
Go on.
I don't want to see the mystery guest.
Well, you don't look at the monitor.
Are we not supposed to be blindfolded?
Can you see a monitor?
No, but there's one there, isn't there?
Wait, that won't
no,
come on.
Fine.
Oh, fine, because I'm not looking at the massive screen to my left.
It's fine. It's
trust
fine.
Us.
Okay, fine.
All right, I can see my mystery guest. Well, I did see it. They switched it off again. Switch the mystery guest back on. There you go. Oh, I can see. Yeah, check yourself, don't wreck yourself, mystery guest.
Mm.
Right. So, are we all ready?
Oh, this is
yeah.
Exciting.
Mystery guest is going to put on a voice. You'll only be able to ask questions with a yes or no answer, preferably, okay?
Okay.
I hate this.
And then you have to guess the mystery guest. Now, hopefully the mystery guest will understand when I say, I hope that you get stuck and can't work it out so you feel really uncomfortable and guilty.
Can right? I say, I think that will happen.
All right,
just
well,
apologies in
let's
advance.
Let's play. Dominic, you can start.
Okay. Hello, mystery guest.
Bella.
Right, oh my goodness.
Hang on, can I jump in? Is it Dipsy?
It's not one of the Teletubbies, no. I can tell you that.
Mystery guest, are you female?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Female, even though you sound like just like a man.
Tina, you can have a question.
Yeah.
Hello, mystery guest.
Hello.
Are you a singer?
Yes.
Oh.
Interesting. Dave.
Hello, mystery guest. Are you a female solo singer?
Yep.
The voices are brilliant.
Wow.
Yeah, doing good.
I can see who it is, and I wouldn't be able to work it out.
Mystery Stop. Guest, you are a female solo singer. Have you been on this show before?
Yes.
Oh. Although that, not as you're thinking.
So has the mystery guest been in this studio before?
Not in this
with
studio.
Us. In the studio with us.
Yeah, in the studio with us.
No.
No. Oh, no. Okay.
No. Oh, really?
Mm. Yeah.
Mystery guest, are you British?
Hmm.
Yes.
Oh.
What was that?
Yes. Love that.
It's really difficult because I thought I knew who it was, but that person has been in the studio with us very recently.
Right.
So I'm thrown now. Have you ever been part of a group, mystery
yeah.
singer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's incredible voice, by the way.
Can I have another question?
Yeah.
No.
No.
All right. Aha! Are you under the... I've got a clue who you are. Are you under the age of 30?
Yeah!
Yeah, just.
Yes. All right, that's a yes. British female singer under yeah. the age of 30.
Come on.
Mystery guest, are you from London?
Yeah,
Yes!
Are you just playing noises or is that a voice?
That was a real person. Right, okay. I'm very impressed with the voices.
Yeah.
Come on, let's step it up, Dave. Come on, let's go.
So, you're from London. You used to be... Were you in an all-female group?
Yeah.
Hmm.
All-female group?
Although, knowing you lot as I do,
yeah.
don't get stuck on that.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't get that. Obviously, technically, that's true, but don't go down that route too much.
Right, come on, let's step it up. Let's find out who this
person is. Are you a married woman?
No.
No.
Oh. Mystery guest, do you have dark hair?
Mm.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
Dark hair.
Oh, man.
I have not a clue. Me neither.
I've got a question.
Go on.
Tina.
Did you perform at this big weekend? This yeah. year's big weekend?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, right, fine.
Now you're getting that.
Have you recently been on crutches?
Yes.
Oh!
Okay, I think I know.
I know then.
I know.
You think you know?
Yeah.
Yes. Did the crutches unfortunately prevent you from doing the Katy Perry tour?
Yeah.
Ah, so then who is it?
Jessie J!
Yeah! No, it's Chipmunk!
Yeah!
Morning, Jesse.
Morning.
Morning.
Your voices are amazing.
They are.
I was running out of ideas.
But they were good. What was equally as impressive was Jessie's face while she was doing these. And then she kind of do a confused face and then go, no. And then kind of go, do a face of, I don't know where that.
It just sounded like you playing stupid duck noise.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? There she is.
Hello.
There she
is. Wow.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Jessie. Money. It's my impression.
That's brilliant.
Thanks very much. All right, well, let's play your new track, and then you can come in, and then we'll talk in the studio. All right.
All right, I'll come in now.
All right, see you in a sec. Right, this is Jessie J's new single. This is called "Who You Are." You can press buttons. "Who You Are" from Jessie J.
Oh, lovely that.
Jesus, girl, you got some pipes on
you. You know what? That felt really good to hear that on the radio.
I bet.
Good.
Is that novelty gone yet? Or is it still, like, you get in your car to go see your mate, you put the radio on, and your song's on?
Oh, no, I get so excited. I literally turn it up full max, turn the windows down, and try and see if anyone else is listening to it. No, full on geek mode. Like, don't try and hide it. I'm like, yes!
Hello, it's me.
Get in!
I do that thing if I'm stuck in traffic and I can hear someone's music from another car, and I often flick through the radio to hear what the station
is
listening to, see if they're listening to Radio 1, and I get giddy if they're listening to Radio 1 at the same
time. No, it's a good feeling. It's nice. It's nice to see people singing along to your own song.
Well, that's the new one called "Who You Are," which is out on November the 7th.
November 7th.
That's right. From the album "Who You Are."
Makes sense.
Well, you know, it's nice and simple.
Kept it easy.
We spoke to Talisa earlier this morning. Well,
yes.
Kind of.
On the phone.
Yeah, because she's half asleep, so she was useless.
And her phone was breaking up.
The what?
Should have seen me at 6 o'clock this morning trying to pin in this hair weave and putting on eyelashes.
Don't you look like that all the time?
Oh, I wake up like this.
Sure, that's what I thought.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's natural.
It's natural all the time.
You've got no makeup on,
no, nothing.
No.
No bright lipstick. Yeah. Nothing.
It's the natural Jessie Jane.
Negative.
Excuse me. Right, so, lots of things to talk about.
Yep.
Jessie is here because Jessie is the first coach to be announced, and I'm announcing it now, for the forthcoming television show called The Voice.
Yes.
Voice. Woo! Yeah!
Now, let me tell you, as long as the BBC don't muck it up, this show is brilliant.
It's a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
It's really good.
I sat and watched the American version yesterday and got into it straight away.
It's amazing, right?
Really, really good.
Yep.
Now, there's going to be four coaches. So, well, you can tell them what it is.
Okay, so basically, the idea is there are four coaches, inspirations, mentors.
Inspirations.
And you basically have your back to the auditionees.
Yep.
And it's live show straight away, so you kind of, it's straight to the nitty-gritty, which is amazing.
Yeah, so what happens is they do...
It's a blind audition, so basically they come out and we're not facing them. Yeah. And then say if I love the voice, I press a button and I turn around.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about the voice, which is kind of the idea of the programme.
Now, is the idea that you all then... So there's four coaches.
Four coaches, yeah.
And you all put... You all have a... you all take a certain amount of singers
We all
each.
Take 10 each.
Right.
But they decide, so we kind of... You'll get 10, hopefully, people pick me.
Because, it's such a... I don't know, I just think it's such a clever idea that you wonder why it's never been done before.
Well, yeah.
And I tell you what, so what happens is, they do all the auditions. All the auditions take place, and people can audition. They go on the website.
www.bbc.co.uk/thevoiceuk.
Oh, hello.
Oh,
hello.
Just throwing that
You've
in
been
there.
Prepped,
oh, hello. No notes. No
I'll
notes for Jessie J.
Don't test me.
So people can go and apply. If you're a singer and you want to go apply, you go and apply. And,
yes,
you will
apply,
go and,
apply.
Now, it ain't like X Factor. So you'll go and apply and people will watch you and everything like that. Then, if you're good enough, you will then get invited to audition for the judges.
Coaches.
It's legally different. So, whoever the four will be in the end.
Yeah.
Let's say it's Jessie, me, you, right, and Alan.
Yeah. Brilliant.
So we're all sitting.
I'm out.
Yeah.
We've got
we know that, Jessie.
Three coaches.
So we all sit there, and then someone comes on and goes. And Jessie goes, oh, hello. Yeah. They're good, but they've
got a bit
of
potential. In the real world, I wouldn't, but okay, just for this.
Right, okay. What do you mean?
Well, I love that you put that back on to talk.
Yeah, because I'm talking for a singing Chris. When I look in the mirror, what I see looking back at me. You wouldn't, you seriously that, you wouldn't, know you wouldn't swing
I'll
around for that?
I would totally swing around for
thank
that.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll turn you around. So, whatever that means. So Jessie presses the button and she flies around, right?
Yeah.
But you might do the same.
Mm-hmm.
So then let's say you two turn around and then it's down to me. Thank you very much.
Yep.
I go, right, do I go with Jessie or do I go with
so
you?
So they decide a little bit like on Dragon's Den where they choose who they want to support them.
But the coaches can plea. The coaches can plea as to why they think that you should go with
them. Sure.
So if I've not pressed the button, do I still not see what you look like?
No.
You turn around at the end.
You do turn around at the end to see what you look like, but it's the people that turned around during the performance that get to decide.
So let's say I rap.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, well, I rap and sing. I'm thinking, well, do you know what? I'm probably best going with Jessie rather than you, Dave, because you're a rubbish rapper.
Mm-hmm. And obviously I'm amazing.
You are.
Yeah.
Not.
But, you know, or whatever it may be. So it's nice.
It's really good because, you know, so much is to do with the package a lot of the time, isn't it?
Yeah.
In terms of what people look like as much as what the voice is. So it's going to be really interesting where people just... They could be someone who looks like the perfect pop star or it could be someone who doesn't
exactly.
Fit
That's what I love about it. It's all about the voice.
Here's a question. You're doing a show.
Yeah.
You hear a voice, oh my God, that's amazing. You press your button, you fly around, and they're proper pig ugly. Like, weird looking. Like,
that's
really
fine.
Bad. And you go...
It should be about the music.
And you go, oh...
Oh, no, I would never do that. I'm not... No, not at all. Beauty is...
Keep turning round.
Like, you see...
go.
Like, not everyone's going to look like me. Not everyone's going to be handsome.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to get...
But that's the point. Not every... Like, what is beautiful?
Hello?
You know,
right? It's over here, love.
No, but it's true. It's like that. I mean, I don't know if you guys know, but I'm shaving my head next year for charity.
Yeah,
are you?
And that's why I'm doing it because I don't. Whether I've got hair or not, it's about the music and the voice, and that's what I'm. You know, that's what I support. So I think that it doesn't matter what you look like. It's about the songs you write. That's what it should be about. And I think that.
I know.
Sadly, I think that has become a non-important. Yeah. No, a thing that's like you have to be perfect for everything, and that's
Says, by the way, from the girl who got up at 4 a.m. this morning to put a lipstick on. So
no, that's different. That's about caring and wanting to feel good.
I'm just messing with you. Hey, listen, back to the shame in your head thing.
Yeah.
Have you researched this? Have you looked into the shape of your head?
No, but I think it'd be hilarious if I've got like a little pee.
Hilarious.
Herbarious. No, that was terrible, wasn't it? Oh, no.
You can do that, though, can't you? You can do
hair,
those...
Hair bear, like bear.
Like a hair bear, Larius. But you can see what you would look like with a shaved head, can't you?
Yeah.
And well, some people suit it and some people don't.
Even if I don't, who cares? I raise money for people who need it.
Absolutely.
That's the important thing. And I'll just...
Do you know what? Before you leave, I'll take a picture of you and put it in my bald app and it makes you look bald.
Let's do it.
All right, okay.
Okay.
We'll do that during the next break. So, look, so back to the voice. So then the four coaches...
Yes.
Over however many weeks, picked then 10 people for their little group or whatnot.
Random.
And then what happens?
Well, basically, we're allowed... One thing that I love about it is because I'm obviously the mentor, the coach, I can bring in people that I want. So I could bring in my makeup team, my hair team...
Right.
...and kind of really nurture them. And there's a lot of things that I really want to do with the team that I get and the contestants that I get.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of teach them things that... Some, you know, some things don't allow you to learn, you know.
But then how does it work then with... You can't then have a live show with 40 acts performing 1 week and then 39 the week after. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know how that bit works, but I'm sure I'll get told.
That's on the next sheet of paper.
It's going to be brilliant.
Well, I watched it in America. CeeLo,
right?
CeeLo's one of the judges
in
America. And so is Christine Aguilera. Coaches. Sorry. and Louis and Talisa, they're all in the America. And it's really it's a nice little thing. It's nice watching the coaches kind of going, oh, that's a good voice. And then
what's that noise?
Your laptop. Do you know what? It's a laptop repeating us.
Just so I can hear Chris.
Because you're listening to our show on your laptop, when it's right here.
You are keen,
isn't he? So so blind auditions, right?
Yep.
And then. They will use a lot of social media.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that's a good idea or a bad idea. Jesse, what did you pick him for? He's rubbish.
And they will be going by looks, I'd imagine, the audience.
I mean, some people do, but some people don't. You know, that's kind of why this programme, I think, is necessary, important and inspiring. Because I do think sometimes the people, a lot of time, don't audition for these kind of you know, shows because of that reason, that you kind of feel like, oh, they don't look like a pop star. They don't, you know, it's just, what is that? It's...
Mm. At least it's kind of questioning it. Is this show?
So I'm really I can't wait. I'm so excited about it.
So you've got to be 16 if you want to apply, and which I think is good, by the way. I think that's right, because any younger than that,
well, it's like really, like we've really seen hard. With the US X Factor, where you've got kids on there who are 12 and stuff. It's too young.
It's a lot of pressure.
I think the moment is lovely, but I think it's the sad thing of. The child and the parents and the family may not understand in that as soon as you go on television like that, there's no turning back, no.
You know, and as well as that, if you're 15 years old, let's say everything goes well, and then it's like, well, you've got to do a tour, but you've also got to do your homework. Mm-hmm. And I know that sounds like I'm joking, but
I remember being there when I was doing my A-levels and I was signed, and even that was tough. And when you're 15 and...
But that's the good problems. Those are the problems for those that are successful and get through. What about all the people who get put up for it and then get all the knockbacks as well?
Exactly.
You know, they have to deal with that at age whatever.
When I was 15, I was a big singing sensation in Russia. And let me tell you, it was very difficult to do my studies and perform. You know, I mean, I managed it okay, but then I decided to jack it in and try radio. Here I am. Only a few years later. So if you want to audition, if you want to apply... If you can sing, and you're thinking, yeah, I can sing, I know I can sing, no shadow of a doubt about it, then go to the website, bbc.co.uk.
That was brilliant.
Now. Thank you. Do you like that?
www.bbc.co.uk/thevoiceuk.
The Voice.
The Voice.
Do you like that?
It's a bit scary.
It was a little bit much, wasn't it?
The Voice UK.
That was brilliant.
Jesse J. Jesse.
We didn't realise you had so many secret voices.
Yeah. Never did I.
Well, it's nice. Now, with obviously, the other judges and coaches haven't been announced.
No.
Do you know who they are?
No.
Genuinely. Really?
I hope I mean, no, I don't.
Right.
I know there's, like, names floating around, but I'm the only one that's a definite yes.
Okay.
Who would you want to see?
No idea.
Who did you want me to be before
Mr.
you knew it was me?
I think Mr. Dialysis.
Yeah, Sydney. You know.
Do you know Mr. Dialysis?
No, who is that?
Well, you don't know. He works on this new children needs. Ask Talisa. She knows, apparently. Mm. I don't know.
I'm sure I'll find out.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. You'll find out. We'll all find out.
He'll be sending you his album.
I'll go, hello. All right, well, look. Good luck with it. It's going to be good.
You.
We'll find out who the other coaches are going to be.
Yeah.
But I think it's good.
That's good.
It's a really nice idea, genuinely.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I just can't wait to not only just be someone that can give the kind of experience that I've had of the last kind of year in the public eye and the last 6 years in the industry. It's about being a kind of a support in that situation.
Yep.
You know, it's scary going on to any TV show, but when it's all about the voice, I really want to just be an inspiration and just be really honest. Like, I'm so straight up, and I think that's what the show's about. And I'm really excited about it. I think it's going to be brilliant. So please, if you want to sing and you're over 16, go to the website and apply.
And by the way, if Jesse picks you, and then you pick Jesse, because that's how it works.
Yeah.
Actually, you pick Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
You get to work with her.
Yes.
Sing with her.
Yeah. I get to coach
you.
Well,
literally, she'll work your ass off.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I will. No doubt about
it. None of this, right, see you next Saturday morning for an hour rehearsals. It's like, right, we're
in. I'm going to go full in.
Let's go.
And mind control, technique, breathing, work ethic, everything. I'm going to go in hard.
Yeah. And now that your leg's better, you can kick their backside as well if they don't.
Well, kind of. I can kick them.
Because you couldn't
right
before,
foot.
Could you?
No.
You know, well, you could with
you
one
should
of
hit
them
with a stick.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can flick them with my ponytail.
Yeah. stop it. It's shut in my eye. I see the lyrics. By the way, audition dates and venues: London, Birmingham, Cardiff, Glasgow, Manchester, Belfast. Right. Starting end of October.
Yes.
So London, Birmingham, Cardiff, Glasgow, Manchester, Belfast. If you've got a mate who can sing, just get him to go on the website, because that's what they're looking for. They're looking for good singers. And by the way, this is singers choosing singers.
Yes.
This ain't no. You know, the non-singers or whatever, or somebody who had two hits in 1996, and then that's it, you never heard of them again.
Well, this that could be me in 10 years. You remember that girl sang Manny Manny song?
Do you remember?
Do you remember that girl?
Manny, what was her name?
Cha-ching, cha-ching.
I love that.
See, Jed Wood would struggle on this programme, wouldn't he?
What? What, to get picked or to be one of the coaches?
To get picked.
Could you imagine? Well, that's the thing. There'll be none of that. There's none
of
that.
That's what I mean. You know, there's no novelty.
Everybody, in theory, everybody that goes in front or behind the coaches,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody will be able to sing.
Absolutely.
They'll be good.
Yeah.
But will Jesse think she can do anything with them? Like, if somebody comes on who's a country singer, Jesse might go,
it's nothing I can do for you. Well, there might be, there might not.
I know what I can teach people, you know, yeah. And help people with. And I mean, my thing is, I love the word coach. I'm not a massive fan of the word judge.
Right.
I don't feel like I've been around long enough to judge people or
you're
tell
right.
them whether they've got a career or not. Because
no, I agree.
There are some voices that some people love and some people they don't, i.e. Chris Miles.
Hi.
But no, I'm just excited about being involved in it and being that representation for young people if they want to audition and...
What a shame. You know, to a certain extent, though, I feel bad for you because the BBC have got this show. Like, if it was ITV, you know, there'd have been a lot of dollar involved. But knowing the BBC...
The BBC are
gonna... You'll be lucky if they give you bus fare.
I'll be fine on the bus. I can walk now. I'll be like...
Well, yeah.
And she get the top deck and everything now.
Oh, no, I sit at the front. That's the closest thing I get to going to a theme park.
Definitely.
You know, and it almost hits the trees. I love
that. Oh, you mean
that.
The top of the front?
Yeah.
That's the best seat.
You know, when the tree comes through the window and it takes your eye out?
Yeah.
That's brilliant. That's my kind of day out.
We should have really auditioned for Jesse.
Do you want to audition now?
I don't know. I'm just thinking, what can we sing? How long have we got you for?
As long as you want me.
We could audition.
Fine.
Let's audition.
I'd audition. I mean, I know
that... You'd have to turn your back.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to turn around.
We're not ready. We'll
play a song and prepare.
I need to get into it. I need to choose my song.
All
right,
I'm
going to sing.
Okay.
I wonder what I could sing.
Because inside I know I've got a hidden voice.
Well, yeah. But it is really,
it's really
locked
hidden
deep inside. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if Jessie will even be able to access that with a crowbar.
But I know that she'll appreciate that I have potential.
Well, you know, Tina, do you want to get involved in this?
She's got
not being funny, but if it's you, me, and if there's the three of us auditioning...
I'm going to let you two shine.
I think Jessie will know which one
Come
it
on,
is.
Come on, Tina. I want to hear what Jessie's tips for you would be.
Yeah, don't bother, love.
Yeah. Exactly.
Let's be honest.
Is that the tip?
Tina wouldn't make it through.
No.
All right, we'll have a play.
We'll do something, shall we?
All right, okay. Should we play a quick song then?
Yeah, okay. That's a short one.
I want to play the Jay-Z and Kanye West track.
That's
do you like this
choice.
Track?
I love this song.
I love it. Yeah. A lot of people hate it.
Why has it not been remixed yet?
Because they're holding out. I love it when they hold out and they don't do a remix straight away. You love that.
It's crying
Mystery.
Out for a remix, though, isn't it?
Well, I still love it for what it is.
I love the video.
I haven't seen it yet.
The video's great.
Well, I'll check it out. I'm busy. I've got stuff going on.
Yeah, Ivan. I've got nothing going
Seriously.
On.
Seriously. Yeah, you've been sitting on your backside. Flying out to Magaluf or wherever you go. Pick him. Right, can we go and sunbathe?
Magaluf?
Yeah, whatever it was.
Mykonos.
All right, so let's play Jay-Z and Kanye, and then me and Dave are going to audition for Jesse.
But she won't know which one's which. Because
no.
I'm going to turn my back.
Yeah.
And then what we'll do, when she turns her back, we'll get Tina to sing, and that'll really freak
exactly.
her out.
Yeah.
It makes it easier. Easier
rapping.
To bear.
I have no idea what we just played. What is
that's
that?
It, that's the Spanish one.
That's the Spanish what?
That's the Spanish one that has like 40 million hits on YouTube.
It's
and
it's unbelievable.
Like, that's the one.
Well, isn't it weird what's popular?
Danza Kuduro.
Danza Kuduro.
That's what I just said.
Yeah.
What, did you translate?
Danza Kuduro. I thought I'd just say it just to get involved.
Yeah. Thanks for translating that for Jesse.
In English, it's Danza Kuduro.
Well, that's what I said. The Essex way of saying it. Danza Kuduro.
Kuduro.
That one.
Thank
right.
you.
Jesse J is here.
Yes.
Hi, Jesse.
Hello.
It's all about the money.
Hello.
That's what the audition
is. I love that song. I really do.
Good.
It's brilliant. We're going to audition
for... Yeah, but blind.
Jesse. What?
We're going to do it blind.
Yeah, or deaf.
Well, I'm going to be facing the other way, so...
Yeah.
No one's blind, it's just I'm going to turn
sure.
around.
Sure.
No, sure.
Yeah. No. We don't need to go down that route.
No.
When I say blind, I can actually see, but I'm just going to turn my back.
Yep.
I don't want anyone saying I'm a liar. All right? So make yourself blind for this TV show. That would be ridiculous.
What?
It doesn't matter. Right. Dave, do you want to go first?
If you like.
I'm racing the lyrics. I'm having
difficulties. You can't tell me who's going to sing first, because then I'll know. But
Maybe I'll go first.
All right, well, one of us will go first, but we can't tell you which one it's going
to
be.
Well, I'll probably... Should I just turn around now?
Yeah, just turn around.
Yes. Okay. Turn around and face the corner like
you've
been...
And you think about what you've done.
Like you've been bad.
Yeah, you think about what you've done, Dave.
Yeah. Jesse's in the naughty corner.
All right. Okay. Are you going to go for it?
Yeah, I think I'm up and running. Whoever's going first. Yeah.
Yes. Sure.
Okay.
Oh, hang about.
Well, maybe I'll go first.
Hang about.
You see? Hey, why don't we just...
So, am I... Okay.
Yeah, what?
Are you going to go one after the other straight away, or are you going to wait?
No, we'll stop. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Hey, Dave, for a laugh, should we just leave while she's got her back?
Exactly.
No, that's what I know you're going to do.
Just leg it. And
turn around and...
put Danze Kuduro back on and we'll do one.
All right, turn around.
Okay.
Actually, you can turn around.
Come on, Dave, let's go.
All right.
Come on.
That's good. That's a good idea. Thanks. No, I heard the door go, so I hope you're still here.
Hiya!
Can you hear my stomach?
I just heard it. All right, you ready? Let's have, then, secret contestant number one.
Dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen
to hear.
He's not
going
to
turn around.
Sleigh bells in the snow.
Nothing.
No.
Key change. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. With every Christmas card I write.
Jess is ruining it.
With every Christmas card I write, y'all.
She's ruining
May
it.
May your days be merry.
So
sing it, Jesse. And bright. And may all your Christmases be white. It's all about the harmonies.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Feedback.
Control was a little lazy.
Yeah.
Diction was a little cockney. You was in time, though.
Right.
Some of your tuning was okay, but
Thank
it wasn't
you.
Great. You got the lyrics right, which is always a bonus.
Thank you very much.
But I won't be turning around. Sorry.
She wasn't impressed. She recommends you try X Factor next year.
Louis' team.
Well, do you know what? I'm quite impressed with that
well
verdict.
Done.
Thank you.
No, don't. Right. Come on. Let's not pretend.
What?
Oh, your verdict. I thought you said you were pleased with your performance.
Well, both. I have
come
something
on,
a lot worse.
Don't pretend yourself.
Right. Shall I do it now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mystery contestant number two.
Mystery.
I don't know if this is an edit, so I don't actually know when to come in.
Fine.
Which could be a problem.
Sure.
Excuses already.
No. Oh, you watch. I'm going to blow this girl away.
Go for it.
You watch. She's going to be like, oh, my God, you've got to come on the show. You're amazing, Chris. Ready?
Yep.
Imagine you actually auditioned.
Yeah. Well, hello.
Hello.
You haven't heard me sing yet. Right?
I'm ready.
Again, I don't know when I come in, so I might have to wing this. Well, you can tell by the way I use my walk and my woman's back. No time to talk. Music loud and women born. I've been kicked around since I was born. And now it's all right. It's okay. And you may look the other way. But we can try to understand the New York Times effect on man. Whether you're a brother or whether you're a mother, you're staying alive, staying alive. Feel the city breaking and everybody shaking, and we're staying alive, staying alive. Ha, 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 staying alive.
I've got it.
Staying alive. Ha, 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 staying alive.
This is important.
Ha, 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 ha. Ow! I'm
being alive, a mother hovered in your face, all over the human race. I got the beats and the spirits and in your face. Gonna do this every...
I turned around.
Oh, yeah.
Yay!
Yay! Yay!
Yay! Do you know why? I loved the personality.
Thanks.
And I love the impromptu rap that was up on the spot.
That's what made a turn round.
That's what made it.
Thank you.
Brilliant.
So would you like me in your group?
Yep, you can be in Team Jesse.
Okay.
Tell you what, with that vocal, you sounded like Team Jesse.
Right. Wow.
It's very,
high, isn't it?
Knackered.
You're through to the battle rounds.
Listen, and what I might do, I've got something different to bring next time. I'm going to sing
something
a bit lower.
Okay, yeah, that would be good.
I can't sing, like, for the whole show like that.
No, it'd be a lot, wouldn't it?
I'd have to be kicked in the nuts every night before I went on.
I haven't seen you go that colour since X Factor.
Yeah, it's that and It's a Kind of Magic by Queen.
Yeah, that always makes you go like it's
one way, one goal. Makes me go a bit wobbly. Listen, thanks for coming to see us.
Pleasure, thank you for having me.
I'm glad that your leg, ankle, foot is better.
I'm kind of thinking I'm going to stop talking about it now. Not right now, but very soon, because it's getting better and I'm so blessed that it has, and I'm bored of talking about it now.
Shut up then.
No.
Cheers.
That sounded really sarcastic. But it's just one of them things, like, it was awful and it's done, but it's done, and, you know, I've met kids that won't even see the end of this year, and it puts it in perspective, and you kind of just have to realise that.
Well, you're right, Jesse, but geez, don't drag it down, love. I've just done staying alive on the beach.
No, I'm trying to be, you know, in a good way, that it's, I'm done now.
I know, I get what you're saying. Well, listen.
Keeping it real.
Staying alive.
You know what I mean? Just staying alive.
Now you've made it awkward.
I'm really intrigued now. I really hope they get some good coaches for the show.
Oh, thanks.
And I can almost guarantee... No, I mean, as well as you!
And you missed it.
Thanks.
And I can almost guarantee that it will also be a Sunita-free programme.
Yeah. Which is good.
That is good. I didn't even agree with that.
Yeah, you know. Well, when I had it hit back in 1984, jog on, love. We'll find out over the next however many days, weeks... Who the other people are?
Yes,
we'll have to get you on with the other coaches.
I'd love that.
Well, hang on, let's see who they are first.
Well, I could play.
You know what I mean? You know, if it's somebody from Jerry and the Pacemakers, I might not be interested. You know, if it's half of Jedwood,
to get you back on.
If it's Jed or Wood,
yeah, exactly. Then Jesse's walking.
It might be Terry and June from E17 or something.
Oh God, could you imagine?
What was that?
I don't know.
Goat.
Oh, I've lost the plot. I need a croissant.
Wowzers, I think you do. Yeah. Oh, hi, old Jesse.
Right.
What is that?
You've got everything on there, haven't you?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
All the animals.
Pretty much. Well, not all the animals.
Some of the animals.
All right, Jesse, nice to see you.
Pleasure to see you guys.
Single is out, Who You Are, on the 7th of November.
Yes.
But it's from the album. If you can't wait, just get the album, for God's sake. Stop messing around.
Yes.
You can buy it today. Mm. And legally, which is always a better way.
Yeah, do it legally.
Yeah, do it legally.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse wants a gold-plated Rolls Royce.
No, I just want to be able to make another album, because if you don't do it legally, I won't.
See, you hear that?
It's not about the money.
Yeah.
No.
It's all about the next album.
It is. I have to make music, and that's what they want. But then they want it for free, and then we won't be able to make another one.
Exactly. I'm with you. And let's be honest, it's as cheap as it can be now. It's cheaper than it used to be.
$8.99?
There you are. See? She's on it like a car bonnet.
Oh, yeah. Am I over it like a...
Jesse J.
I'm on it like something.